Now we come to the first division here, suffering and the security of believers. And very frankly, a great many people I don't think can ever have the feeling of assurance. You see, security is a doctrine. I believed in it, but it took me a long time to come to a place of assurance of my salvation. And there are a great many people today who believe in the security of the believer, but they don't have the assurance of their salvation. Why? Because suffering and the security of the believers go together, and you know what? It'll produce joy. Can you imagine that? It'll produce joy in the life of a believer. Now, I want to read this very first verse here, and it's just loaded with meaning. Will you listen to it? Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the sojourners scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. Now, first of all, his name. He's now the rock man. We're now past Pentecost. This man knows now what it is to take a stand for Christ. He knows what it is to be arrested and put in jail. He knows what it is to be threatened. And now he knows that ahead of him is a cross that he's to be crucified on. This man knows what he's talking about. And I don't know about you, I must confess that I'm not impressed by professors in theological seminaries today who, to begin with, have had really no experience as pastors. They don't really know the problems of the pastor because they've never experienced them. They don't know what it is. And they don't know what it is really to suffer. So when they get up and spin off some theory today, I always feel like, well, I want to turn back to the first epistle of Peter. And I want to read it again because I believe him and I don't believe the young professors. I'm sorry I'm that way, friends, but that's just the way that it is. Because I want to know something. I want a word from somebody that knows what they're talking about and has experienced it, and it's life and light to them, and therefore that it's brought to them a great blessing. I'm interested in that. Now, Peter, he's an apostle of Jesus Christ, and that's all he claims to be. He's just one of them. He heads the list, and I'll always put him number one. I love him, but I'm sure not going to put him above the other apostles. Paul didn't. Paul says, I went to Jerusalem and I talked to Peter, James, and John. They seemed to be something. They were the pillars of the church there. But he says, after all, I didn't go by them. I had been given the gospel by Jesus Christ directly. And by the way, he's another man that talked out of experience. He knew what he was talking about. Now, he's speaking to the sojourners scattered throughout, actually, the Roman Empire. Now, these people are Jews. They were called the diaspora. That is, they were no longer in the land of Palestine. For different reasons, they found themselves scattered in different places. And you will find out that Paul, you will recall on his second missionary journey, wanted to go to Bithynia. And the Spirit of God wouldn't let him go there. He didn't know, but I think probably Simon Peter had already been there, and the Spirit of God's only sending him where the gospel hadn't been preached before. And these are places that if you'll get a good map of that day, you'll find that they're all in what we call Asia Minor, modern Turkey today, and they are different areas in that section. And he's writing to those people that he was the apostle to, Paul the apostle to the Gentiles, and Simon Peter the apostle to these that are of Israel, that are believers, for many had turned to Christ in that day.